We're doing Rav Chalap in the book Razi Li, and we're learning about tshuva. And Rav Chalap said that we have some perception of what it means to be a tzaddik. We have no perception of how great tshuva is. Tshuva is something much greater than all of existence. Tshuva precedes the creation of the world. And although every person has a natural desire to be a tzaddik, every person also has a natural desire to be a baal tshuva. A person has, though, a natural feeling of going against tshuva. Because when people tell a person he's a tzaddik, he feels very happy about it. And when people tell him you're a baal tshuva, even if they tell him you're a perfect baal tshuva, he starts feeling bad. He feels like they put him down. It shouldn't be that way. We say a baal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. Why? Why is it that when people tell the person he's a baal tshuva, he's repulsed? What bothers us about it? Why? Rav Chalap says it starts with our... We're missing something. We don't understand how great tshuva is. The fact that we don't understand, that's what causes us to fall. If we would really understand how great tshuva is, so then we wouldn't fall. Very often people ask me, I say I'm in Machon Meir. I don't usually say I teach in Machon Meir. I believe we're all learning. I'm trying to learn also. So people say, oh, you're a baal tshuva? And I answer, I'm working on it. It's true. I'm working on it. So there are plenty of people who don't realize that I have this golden opportunity of sitting behind the mic. It doesn't matter. What's the difference? We're all learning. And I'm also working on it. It's true. I am. Rav Chalap says, we have this problem. It's a huge weakness the world has that we don't understand how great tshuva is. And Rav Chalap says every stumbling that the world encounters, every time the world stumbles and falls, it stems from this. This is at the root of it all. Because when Hashem created the world, Hashem created an imperfect world. Hashem, who is perfect, created a world that needs perfection, right? Rabbi Akiva is asked by Ternus Rufus, who's greater, man or God? Rabbi Akiva answers, whose actions are greater, man or God? Rabbi Akiva says, man. Ternus Rufus says, what do you mean? So Rabbi Akiva says, everything God created in the world, he left to man to finish off. Man has to finish things off. Hashem did not create a perfect world. Ternus Rufus was coming to challenge, why do you circumcise a human? He's God's creation, he's perfect. And Rabbi Akiva was saying, everything you have requires human intervention. You have wheat, you can't eat wheat. You have to make it into flour, you have to make it into bread. Everything in this world requires a certain intervention. Hashem created an imperfect world, man has to perfect it. Well, everything Hashem created also has potential for transgression. The Pasuk says in Ecclesiastes, Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, no one exists who does only good. Everyone makes mistakes. That's a pasuk in Kohelet. If a man would recognize how great tshuva is, so then he would recognize that we were given this amazing tool to bring all of creation to perfection. A person would understand that tshuva is part of my job in this world. Just like I have to take wheat and make it into bread, so do I have to take everything I know and perfect it, make it better. I feel bad, I made mistakes. But now you're going to make them better. So that's part of your job in this world. This concept is so critical, the idea that tshuva is positive. I learned this from my 6th grade Rebbe. Rabbi Yarmish warned us, he said two things. When we started class, he said to us, you have an issue with me, talk to me after class. Don't waste the whole class's time with it. And number two, we were sitting in class shooting spitballs. Took out the pen from its encasing. We were shooting spitballs whenever we thought he wasn't looking. So he finally was fed up and he said, the next person who shoots a spitball will write 1,000 times. I will not shoot spitballs in class. Who do you think shot the next spitball? Yours truly. I shot the next spitball and got caught. Bam, 1,000 times you're going to write, I will not shoot spitballs in class. Oh boy. So I waited till after class and I went to plead my case. I don't even remember what I said. I was a good student generally. And he said, okay, you don't have to write the assignment. He said that. And I still felt bad. So I went back and I said, I'm sorry. And he saw that I felt bad. And he said, move on. I said, what do you mean? He said, if you were perfect, you didn't need to come to school. We come to school to learn. If you learned something today, that's what you came for. Don't sit there and feel bad because of what happened here. Feel good. You learned something today. Now you move on. I was shocked. That I wasn't ready for. Meaning, to tell me he's going to punish me, okay. To tell me he's not going to punish me, good surprise. To tell me this is what you came to school from, you learned something from today, good. You came to, that's what you came to school for. You learned something. Changed my whole perspective. Rav Chalap says that should be our perspective on the world. Hashem created a world where we have to perfect things. Tshuva is that process of let's make it better. Hashem says, I created a world where you're supposed to make it better. If we would connect to this idea how great tshuva is, so then we would always want to connect to tshuva. We're missing that, says Rav Chalap. That's why we don't connect it. The world can reach its wholeness only through tshuva. What happens when a person makes a mistake? So, oh shucks, I made a mistake. No, now I have an opportunity to make the world a better place. The Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal. He says people don't have kavanah in the first blessing of Shmoneh Esrei. They say, okay, now I lost the whole Shmoneh Esrei. A woman was standing at the marketplace. She was carrying cucumbers. Her box of cucumbers fall apart, and all the cucumbers fall on the floor in the marketplace. People come and start taking her cucumbers. They say, it's hefker, everyone takes. So she stands there, and she turns to the guy next to her and says, this is terrible. Everyone's taking my cucumbers. And I can't stop them. So what does the guy tell her? Well, why don't you take two? If everyone's taking, you grab some too, because otherwise you'll have nothing. A person says, I didn't have Kavanah the first blessing. So now you won't have Kavanah the rest of Shmoneh Esrei. Why don't you take two? The Yetzer Hara is taking everything. When a person makes a mistake, sometimes he's tempted to continue making the mistake. Because, it's over, I lost it. No, you didn't. You should also take. Whatever you can grab, grab. Says Rav Chalap, we would be able to stop the cycle if we would be able to connect to this concept, if we'd appreciate how great tshuva is. Then when we make a mistake, we don't say, oh no, I'm finished, look at what I just did. We would say, okay, now that's what I came to school for today, right? I came to this world to make things better. I made a mistake, I'm going to make it better. And then we wouldn't have cycles where I do one thing wrong and then end up doing another thing wrong. A person wouldn't find himself going downhill so quickly. You make a mistake, stop it, okay? Move back up. That's what you came to the world for. But we're foolish, says Rav Chalap. We don't appreciate how great tshuva is. We don't wake up in the morning and say, okay, how can I do tshuva today? Not tshuva about yesterday, but today I'm going to have to do tshuva. I'm not going to be perfect today. I'm going to be imperfect today. I'm going to try to be good, and I'm going to make mistakes, and those are going to be opportunities to do tshuva. And then a person refuses to do tshuva. And even though his heart keeps pumping and saying, hey, wake up, he says, no, I don't feel like it. Why don't I feel like it? This is where Rav Chalap is going to take us to the famous story of Yeravim ben Nevat, but we've gone over time, which we shouldn't do on Fridays, so we will pick up here, Be'ezat Hashem, next week, with the famous story of Yeravim ben Nevat, who refuses to do tshuva. To be continued next week.